Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
I'm Tim Oast, and this guy right here is Paul McDonald. Paul, how you doing?
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Glad you're back. That's for darn sure.
Oh, gosh. You're going to make me blush here pretty quick.
That'll match your shirt.
Yeah. By the way, we are Toast and Jam, back for another weekly podcast. Thanks for joining us. We're broadcasting from the friendly confines of Alley Beans. Love Alley Beans. Join Tim and Carol at Alley Beans in Valley City for all your favorite coffees and pastries. Big thanks to our executive producer, Eric Kringley. And I do want to thank Paul, of course, for holding down the fort while I was on vacation in Europe for 3 weeks. 3 weeks in Europe. And
we'll rehash that at the end of the show because I got to hear some stories.
Yeah, man. We're going to have to. Yeah. I did bring a gift.
You did?
Yeah.
We already made the presentation on take one.
Yeah, take one. Oh, the beauty of recording, I guess.
Exactly.
Anyway. Paul, you had a lot of activity while I was gone. We have a guest here today, and we had the school vote, of course, and that was very positive. What a boost for Valley City. I think that's just going to turn us around a lot. And we have Gwen Crawford, city administrator. Of course, Mother Nature kind of reared her ugly head on us last Friday in North Dakota and parts of Minnesota. Gwen, maybe just a quick report on really what was damaged, what kind of things. I know a lot of trees, and yes. And also probably have been compromised. Maybe didn't come down, but the next wind will probably take care of them too. You know, so trees. But what else? What other damage?
Well, for us, the main things that happened were with those wind gusts and the way that they were taking out stuff. Whether it would be a tree taking out a pole or our utility lines, or if you had, it just was crazy. We have right now on record, I believe Marshall said we have over 19 trees that, or excuse me, 19 poles that actually snapped. So you're trying to get those up because in order to keep those lines on, you got to have a pole there to hold them up.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many other things that go along with it. You go and you see a sign. All the way down to a simple street sign. Those are damage that the city's going to have to try to handle. But right now our focus is on dealing with the transformers that blew, the lines that came down, the amount of work that staff did in such a short period of time is just unbelievable. And I wouldn't ever be able to ask for a better crew to work with and a team that just pulls together. And I'll tell you what, when an emergency hits, they go all hands on deck. Doesn't matter if they're in the electric crew, street crew, you name it. A lot of the things that night were, like we said, people keep asking, you know, what kind of storms were there? And there was one storm, and, you know, the sirens went off. Okay,
yeah.
We knew that. That's when we started getting calls. So we get in, our crews start going out, and then all of a sudden another one's coming in. So they got to go back in and take cover, get through that one, and all right, I think we're safe now, go back out. Well, that's when the real winds and the real damage came, and we were actually out in it. It was nothing I've seen, and I'm from Nebraska. We've got tornadoes. I just never have been quite out in it like this.
Right.
And Marshall Semp, our electric superintendent, said it's the worst he's ever seen.
So. Yeah. What about that? I heard that the old cottonwood up by the ballpark took a hit. How old do you think that tree was?
Well, I talked with Forester Bob Anderson at the press conference yesterday, and I asked him that exact question, and he said he'll wait till they cut it up. He'll take a look at the rings.
Right.
But he's pretty sure it predates Valley City, which, of course, was established in 1883. He said it's probably over 100 years old.
My.
That's one of those. We were actually driving up. I was actually riding because I was trying to take phone calls at the time. So I was riding up that way, and that tree had came down, and a metal something flew out in front of us. And I was like, well, we better jump out and get it. Well, lo and behold, it was one of the outer rings of the baseball field's lights from above.
Yeah.
And that is not a little piece of metal.
No, it isn't. No. And a lot of times, if it is tornadic, those light poles will just get twisted and mangled, you know, but good thing that didn't happen anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. But again, we have a lot of trees all over the place, a lot of branches, that kind of thing. I'm sure the cleanup is on, and you've got that going on.
Maybe. It is. So that day, our primary objective that night was just to get anything that would block the major streets, and our street crews were doing that while our electric guys were trying to get anything and everything up that they could. It's kind of funny when you're on the electric side of it. What people don't realize is when it goes down, we want to get everyone on, and as soon as possible, we all know that. But you also have to focus on the areas that have the most people to get them back on so you can get as many as you can at once. So that's an unfortunate part. But a major circuit up by the courthouse and that went down. There's different ones that actually feed other circuits, so there's a whole process there. But then you get back to these trees that we were talking about, and even as of today, we're still trying to clear up alleys, and that's just on the city side of it. For everyone else, the trees that came down on cars, on so much private property, anything we can do to help them out. There's a lot of people. You got to remember, we do have a 24/7 leaf and grass pile, and we're taking those out there. We ask anybody that has anything probably bigger than a 5-inch diameter, just go inside the transfer station and take them in there, because that helps us out when it comes to hauling them. When it gets down to that drop site, what happens is, because we have our landfill, we have requirements, and we have to actually haul those all the way back up anyways. Okay. So that's a big help. But for the community that can't, they don't have a way to get those out there, we're going to have a couple-week process where just put them out on your boulevard. If they're parallel, that's the easiest way. Then our payloader can come up with the grapple and their claw and just get them, and it just helps the process go faster. But it's going to be a couple-week process.
Our city to the west, Jamestown, had the huge hail.
Yes.
A lot of damage over there. The hail not as bad here? I mean, any roof damage or anything like that?
From what I understand, all the roof damage is from trees and debris falling, things like that, or maybe shingles ripping off because of the wind, but I have not heard of any damage from hail.
How strong were the winds? Do you know?
We don't know, and when I asked the emergency manager, Jessica Jenrich, she said that the Weather Service has not made that determination and are not willing to do that just yet. But I've heard anything from 100 mile an hour to, you know, different things that way. So I don't want to give a number and not be correct.
And again, Enderlin had the +3, I guess, or 3+, whatever they call it. But they said EF3, but then they said 3+, possibly. And they're still looking into that, too.
Yeah.
So, but it could always be worse. Lives were spared.
Exactly.
Yes.
Enderlin, you're right.
In Valley City.
Yep. That honestly was our biggest concern. Seeing some of those trees come through those houses, it was a part. They had the PD. They were great going and doing welfare checks, making sure that was all right. Our fire department, these trees that are going up, this is the part you don't think about. These ginormous trees get uprooted. You have the giant root ball. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, because of that, everything that was in the boulevard gets pulled up with it. So gas line leak, they were busting. Mm. And now you have leaks. And the fire crew was doing an amazing job, that fire department. In the end, MDU, Chief Magnuson was telling me, like, how great of a job they were doing. But they just started jumping in the trucks with the fire department because it was just so many and so fast. And they wanted to take care of it. Wow. So,
but we did have a home pretty well damaged south of Valley. The Benefeld home was pretty much leveled, right?
Yeah, that's what we were told.
Yeah, wow. But again, lives have been spared here in Valley City, which is a great thing. You had a meeting this morning?
We had a press conference yesterday.
Yesterday, I'm sorry.
We did that. And then this morning, we are just doing brief meetings inside our own office. And that's just to kind of get a game plan for the day and see what we're doing. Right now, Marshall told us that, again, that's superintendent of electrical. He told us that we have everybody back on except for the few people that they have to get an electrician out because it's their part on their house. And so everyone is back on, and that's a great thing to know.
Yeah.
We had over 1,700 outages, and to get them back on as fast as they did was phenomenal. The part that he wants us to start working on now is we're going to start taking calls on, go outside, look up. Do you see a tree branch or something that could take out a power line? And if so, give us a call, because that's what's going to prevent this kind of stuff when a major wind comes up.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the next round. Another funny, this is, to me, if there's any humor out of this, it's the garbage containers. You would not believe where some of these have ended up. And so we're having people call in, and if you're missing yours, we have barcodes on them so we can tell them where they go. A lot of people are finding others, or they're missing theirs, and we just tell them to call in, and then we're trying to kind of get them back to their homes. But it's kind of funny how that works.
Yeah.
The newspaper dispenser we have at the Times Record that's usually out in front of the building ended up in a parking lot. And that's heavy metal and damaged, so now it's going by way of the dodo. But, you know, it just got picked up and moved. And that's what a lot of things you hear about these, you know, silos and things on farmsteads. They get picked up, moved, and then brought down again upright. That's just amazing how it can be done upright.
Did I catch that on the news, too? I think a train car was thrown 300 feet.
That's what I heard.
From the tracks.
Yeah. Wow. And a whole bunch of trains.
And they went down, but one was thrown like 300 feet. Yeah.
And our rescue crews were out helping semis that were flipped and just amazing. Speaking of weird things that the wind does, over in the fire hall and City Hall's parking lot, there's a 2-yard metal dumpster. They're pretty big, pretty heavy. Mm-hmm. And it actually came around the corner, down the alley, out in front of Alley Beans, and hit a truck that was here for our rescued and fire department and did some major damage. And we're like, you can't make that up, because there's how it would ever know how to go around the corner, you know, that kind of thing. It's
like being driven. Someone was in there driving it.
Yeah, it's just sitting there. The truck was just sitting.
Boy, that's crazy. So, and again, a big thank you to all the first responders and the line crews. They did a lot of great work getting out there and doing that, and then putting their lives on the line, too.
I was asked, it was late that night where I went, and I said, we'd been out, we'd been doing stuff. I was not planning on being here that long. What happened is, we knew this was coming. Dispatch got overwhelmed, and when that happens, they take our after-hour calls. So when that happens, we will take them back over. So I had them being forwarded to me, and I was like, look, I need to get to the office and just get my radio. And then it turned into all of this. So that was a little not planned, but I'm glad I was here. I'm very thankful. And then later in the night, I was like, all right, I got to get home and check my place. And unfortunately, had quite a bit of damage, lost some sheds, that kind of stuff. But I had an amazing family and friends that came and helped me, and so I could get back into the city and help them. And those guys just had gone nonstop. None of us had slept, continued on. I mean, we're talking, you're working with dangerous things like electricity, and those guys just, the adrenaline kicks in, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But they were more worried about getting people power on than they were about anything else.
What service? I had heard some people getting phone calls telling them to, you need to get out of your home right now. What service would do that?
Well, there's the Barnes County Emergency Notification System, and you have to sign that up individually.
But this was a call, a personal call.
Oh, that I'm not sure of.
That could have been a scam.
Yeah, but during a storm, I mean.
Yeah. No, I wonder if, I honestly don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, I would not want them to want to get out of their homes and that. You'd want them to get in the basement.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nothing to do with the city or the
county.
No, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I know. And I'm just wondering, is there a service of that kind or whatever, you know? I know that the emergency service thing that comes over the phone.
Well, they would have called me. I said, come on over. Let's have a beer.
Or chase chickens or do something.
Yeah. Have a barbecue. Anyway.
Oh, but hey, you know what? You guys are doing a great job, and I mean, I'm sure it was quite a mess Saturday morning, but it's looking better already.
Yeah.
It was, when you came out on Saturday morning, it looked like a bomb had gone off. And that part was crazy, but now to come forward just a couple days later and to see how much has been done in the community, and I know that Josh Johnson set some stuff up with the Valley City Public Schools. You guys will probably have more about that. They reached out. That's such a great thing to have people that are willing and someone actually to organize that too. That's where we want to. We just don't have the time or the at this time when you're running through that and we don't have the capacity. But to see someone else step up, that's really helpful to us.
Well, I was talking to someone this morning that was born and raised in a large city in California, San Diego. And she heard about and the school and what the school did and the VC Strong, how everybody gathered together. She said, started to cry. She said, you'd never see that in a big city.
No.
She said, that just is something that is what a small town is all about. You gather around one another, you help one another, and you you get through things like this. I mean, you lived through floods here in Valley City.
Quite a few.
You knew the same thing, and now we're going through something like this.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I came in 2020, and you're always, as a city administrator, you have to be prepared. No one could ever be prepared for the fact that I've now officially been through 3 emergencies in less than 5 years, and I don't need another one, I'll tell you that.
Not for a while.
Yeah. No. That was the first press conference since COVID that we had.
Actually,
yesterday.
It wasn't. I know that's okay. What they said, but we actually had them during the 22 flood.
Okay,
but,
sure. Yep, yep,
but
yep.
Still, so we had the 22 flood. That was an emergency. Yep. Then the ice storm of 23, yep. That was declared an emergency. And we are so grateful when the governor does that for us. First, the city has to do one. The county has to do one. Mm-hmm. If the county doesn't do one, then it doesn't go into effect. Ah. Then the governor has to in order to get any state funding.
Right.
And then it goes on to the president. And so we haven't heard anything there. Mm-hmm. I hope that can happen because that's where we get our funding back to help us. Because
right.
A city shouldn't hit this many emergencies. And there's no way you can financially prepare for something like that. So we really do need that money and appreciate it when it's there. And it's... a whole ordeal.
Yeah,
it is.
And I know Insurance Commissioner Godfrey said, get that damage assessed and get your claims in ASAP mm-hmm. as soon as you can.
The biggest thing is people need to contact their insurance agent immediately and listen to what they say. Because even for us, the city is covered by NDERF, and that's North Dakota Insurance Reserve Fund.
Okay.
And they have a whole process, too, and it's just one of those things that they say, you know, you think you can just go do this and you might not be able to. And so something that you think is easily covered because you didn't follow their process, it might not be. And so definitely wanted to have our citizens protected. And that's our priority is how can we help take care of them?
Well, we had a lot of practice of being prepared.
Yeah.
I mean, with all the events that we've had over the years. And that makes it a little easier if it is easy, you know.
Yeah.
Because people know what to expect and that kind of thing.
Yep.
Is there anything we're missing here that you want to pass on?
No.
I think we covered it between tree cleanup.
Yeah.
One last note is that usually, you know, after a storm, we come around once. This one's going to take a couple rounds because we know people aren't going to get all their stuff done.
Right.
And then the very last one is every, I believe it's third Thursday and Friday of each month in the summer, we do a pickup. And normally you just call in and put your name on a list. We're not doing that. So the last round will be that third week in July, and we're just going to be able to come and get whatever's left. So.
Perfect. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Good report. And again, I know Valley City will be up standing tall again here soon.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
If they aren't already, you know.
They're getting there.
But like I said, a lot of positive things going on right now in Valley City, and this didn't. It's a little hiccup, but not a big deal.
Bump in the road.
That's right.
Gwen, thank you again.
Yes,
you can stick around. I'm sure you got to go. You got work to do.
Yes, I got a couple more things we got to get done immediately.
And, okay.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You guys for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Gwen, appreciate
all right. Gwen Crawford, City Administrator, Valley City. Looks like getting things picked up again.
Yeah. And slow but sure.
Yes. Highlights. You want highlights now? Let's talk about Tim and Carol here at Alley Beans a little bit, too.
I'm going to grab my coffee while you do
that. Would you grab your coffee so we can do a toast?
It, yeah.
You know how you do the toast?
I got s'mores today.
I was taught how to do a toast the right way.
No pun intended, right?
Right. you toast the bottom of the cup.
Oh, the bottom.
And you look eye to eye. That is a toast.
Where's my teeth towel?
Okay. We didn't mention in take two. We did happen to pick up, Paul, a little gift from London, and it's the Beatles. It's a tea cloth. They call it a tea cloth. So you have to start drinking tea. But I bet you could drink coffee on that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think you could. But
I do drink tea.
It's the Beatles doing the walk across Abbey Road.
Abbey Road.
Yeah. So.
Thank you, sir.
Wear it well.
I will. How did you know this is my favorite group of all time?
Oh, I kind of figured you kind of liked them.
I think it's just because, you know, Paul McCartney, Paul McDonald sound the same.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. You know, and that was one of our stops in London on our final days. It was our final day there. We did Abbey Road, and, of course, I walked by a street sign that said Baker Street, and I'm going, that's got to be the song, Baker Street. Jerry Rafferty did a song called Baker Street. So we did that, but... We got our fill of music. We got the Pa Pa bands.
Okay.
In
Germany.
Austria and Germany.
Okay.
It was really a lot of fun. And then we also had on the boat, we had a number of nights of entertainment, which was great. We got to see a mini orchestra with two opera singers that sang in the same building that Mozart performed in at the age of 14.
Wow.
A lot of history, a lot of history. Normandy was pretty incredible. That was an early part of our trip in around France. Normandy, we got to see Utah and Omaha beaches.
Okay.
And a lot of area around it. Also the cemetery, which was, that's just mind-boggling. The day we were at Omaha Beach, we were fortunate. It was a couple of days before the 6th, the anniversary. A couple of guys were there. They were World War II vets. One was 101. One was 97. And very sharp. They were able to talk to us. We had a nice chat with them. I had a chance to record some things of his.
Right.
And they are part of a group. They were part of a group that brought them over there. The group is Walk Among Heroes, and they're out of Texas. And I had never heard of them. And so I'm going to have to maybe get in contact with them and do some things. But that was pretty interesting. Eiffel Tower in Paris.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Mont Saint-Michel? That is the island.
Okay.
It is. It's a small. It looks small, but it's not really small. It's a small island. It's like a mountain, but they built a little mini city with a monastery, with a cathedral and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's a little town. You walk through little streets or sidewalks, and you pebble stone sidewalks. You walk to the top, which is pretty incredible. I don't know how they build some of these things thousands of years ago. You know. We did. Germany was a lot of fun. We were in Munich. I think there are more bikes than cars.
I imagine. A lot of cobblestone streets.
There are a number of those, yeah. But the bikes, I mean, you got to watch where you walk. There's a bike path and then there's the cars. And you don't want to.
No walking path.
Yeah, you don't want to get out too far because you get nailed by a bike. But Eiffel Tower was pretty cool. We did a day-long tour in Paris. We had a great. The thing about the guides were awesome. We had a lot of good guides. That helps a lot. Munich. We did Dachau, the camp, and then that was in the morning. And then the afternoon, the same guide showed us around Munich, where Hitler got his start, in this beer hall. His first speech was in a beer hall. And right now it's still a beer hall. It's a restaurant.
Okay.
We sat down there for lunch, and they had a polka band playing live music on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday, middle of the day.
Middle of the day. They had a big event there, too. They were celebrating their heritage in Munich, how many years they've been in existence. Mm-hmm. And that was crazy. I mean, you could barely walk. Buckingham Palace. Got to see Buckingham Palace and the guards. We did that too. Budapest is a beautiful city.
Oh, okay.
That's where we started our river tour down the Danube. A beautiful city. I've got some pictures here at night. It just lit up in these beautiful buildings, almost like castles, you know. But yeah, that was pretty cool. I'm sure I'm missing a lot of things, but
How many countries did you see?
We went through seven countries.
Seven countries.
Yep.
Okay.
And the river cruise was a week.
Okay.
So we spent some time off the river cruise in other cities, Paris, Munich. When we came back on the river cruise from, it ended up in Munich, and we stayed there for maybe 2-3 days. Mm-hmm. And then we went to London.
Was England the only, you didn't go to Scotland or Ireland?
We didn't go to Scotland or Ireland. That'll probably be on the next one. Right. I don't know.
Because that's on my bucket list.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool, too. Yeah. I was looking at a map in Munich.
Okay.
And I'm pointing to this park. Ost Park. I'm going, what? Well, in German, Ost means east.
East, yeah.
East,
yeah.
Park.
Yeah.
But I'm taking it as Ost as Park.
As your park, yes.
Yeah. I've got dibs on that park.
And for our younger audience, a map is thing that's got places on it that you fold a certain way.
Not GPS. a lot of fun. There was one funny story. Pretty funny story. I could even pop it up here. You'll get a kick out of this. We were staying in a nice motel in Munich, and across the street they're working on putting in a building.
Okay.
Taking one out and putting one in. And so one of the guys that was working on the crew, there he is. He comes up, and I was looking, and I'm going, and it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, and we were in the pub, and I'm looking at him. I said, he's got a bottle of beer. and I'm going, it must be break time or something. And it was a bottle of beer, and I'm going like this, and he gave me the thumbs up
as well.
And then he's pointing to his safety attire.
Right.
What does it say?
Boss.
Boss.
Oh, well, the boss can drink on the job.
Oh, boy. And he was from Ukraine.
Okay.
And his outfit was doing the work on the building across the street. Saw Westminster Abbey, which is pretty incredible. You know, it's more of a shrine, I think, than a church.
Okay.
So many, like 3,300 people have been buried there, which is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
And we also saw St. Paul's Cathedral. That's where Princess Diana was married. Mm-hmm. She was not married in Westminster Abbey, like most of them are.
Right.
St. Paul's had a bigger area for a crowd, you know, they could hold more people.
Did you see Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Or kind of off in the distance?
Yeah, we saw that. I don't think it was open yet.
Okay. Because so they're working on it, if memory serves.
Yeah. And the city that we were, city in by Normandy, there was a church there, too, that was pretty incredible. There are so many churches that are unreal.
Yeah.
Churches, castles, older buildings. Now, on that Third Reich tour in the afternoon, we saw where Hitler had all of his offices in Munich. That building's still standing.
Wow.
It's a fine arts building now.
Which is odd because they were, you know, art was kind of a big thing by for Nazi Germany.
And
stealing art and getting art, collecting art.
Exactly. Well, and Hitler, as a young man, was going to be an artist.
He was an artist, yeah.
Yes. And he failed in school, and was an incredible speaker. And
charismatic.
Yeah. And that first speech in this beer hall,
right?
The guide was telling us that it was a 3-hour-long speech, and there were some people in the crowd that were kind of turned on by his excitement. And the rest is history, you know. But economic times is what turned everything around there. Germany was hurting.
Absolutely.
Couldn't pay France back after World War I.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it all started. But Dachau was,
it was probably a surreal
experience. It really is, yeah. You know, some of the barracks are still there with the bunks. The crematory is still there. You just shake your head. You're going, wow, how could that happen? But
that is definitely a bucket list thing, is to go to Europe.
Yeah. And was on that train from Paris to Budapest.
Mm-hmm.
Plugs along at about 184.
Zip.
uh, pretty cool. Pretty cool. Today in sports history.
Yes.
June 24th, right?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. I miss June. I was gone.
I miss May.
Yeah. On this day, 1922, charter NFL club Chicago Staleys, renamed Chicago Bears by team founder, owner, and head coach
George Halas.
George Halas, good one. On this day, 1955, this twin hits his first home run.
It's got to be Harmon Killebrew.
It was.
As a senator.
Yeah, it was. On this day, 1970, Bobby Mercer ties record of four consecutive home runs. 1992, NBA draft.
1992?
He was a center. First pick for the Orlando Magic.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes. And Shaquille played with a Valley City kid at LSU.
Justin Anderson,
exactly.
And coached by a Minot guy, Dale Brown.
Dale Brown. North Dakota ties.
Love it.
Yeah. On this day, 2010, in the longest... Now, this is for Eric.
Okay.
Mr. Kringley.
Mr. Kringley.
2010, in the longest match in tennis history, American John Isner defeats Nicholas... Is it Mayhut?
Possibly.
Okay. From France.
You'll know.
Anyway, this match at Wimbledon was won by Isner after 11 hours, 5 minutes, over 3 days.
Did they have to stop and come back?
I think so. 11 hours and 5 minutes. Eric will have to comment on that and help us out on that one.
We might get the lowdown later on.
Yeah. 1901. Birthdays today, 1901.
Okay.
Chuck Taylor, American Basketball Hall of Fame promoter. You might know his name on the tennis shoes you're wearing right now.
I'm not wearing tennis shoes.
The Converse tennis shoes.
Oh, sneakers?
Chuck Taylor.
Oh.
Yes.
Aha.
On this day, 1972, Canadian NFL punter played for the Vikings. Born in British Columbia.
What year was he born?
1972.
And he played for the Vikings.
Played for the Vikings.
72.
Super Bowl winner with the Pittsburgh Steelers. First team All-Pro 2004 with the Saints. Pro Bowl 1999 and 2004. And played for the Vikings.
As a punter.
A punter. Mitch Berger.
Oh, Mitch Berger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Birthday today.
All right.
Other birthdays today. Mick Fleetwood.
Okay.
Michael John Kells Fleetwood.
Stick with Mick.
Born on this day, 1947.
All right.
Fleetwood Mac fame.
78 years old.
78, wow. Jack Dempsey, born on this day. William Harrison Jack Dempsey. Born in 1895, passed away in 83. He was almost 100 years old. Yeah. He was nicknamed Kid Blackie and the Manasseh Mauler.
Okay.
And our trivia question today.
Okay. Now remember,
dealing
our
with the
tea towel.
Towel,
remember?
Yeah, the tea towel. On the cover of the Beatles album, Abbey Road. Now, at Abbey Road, you know, where we took pictures, and I do have a picture, they have a shop there, too. All kinds of Beatles stuff. Which Beatle on the album cover of Abbey Road, which Beatle was not wearing shoes?
That's easy.
Okay.
For me.
Okay. And you can answer.
Well, it's Paul McCartney.
Okay. Who was the first one? Who was leading the way?
That would have been John Lennon.
John Lennon.
Because
exactly.
He was the gravedigger.
Mm-hmm.
Then George Harrison was the minister.
Right.
And trying to think of what the Ringo's job would have been.
Carry the drumsticks or something.
Because,
I don't know.
And then Paul, because that was about the time the Paul is Dead hoax
was
going on.
Right. And toward the end of the Beatles.
Okay.
That was almost to the end. Let It Be was the final
album.
And this was right before that, I think.
Or and they actually, their last track, the last thing they ever did, Now and Then, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr are getting together and they're redoing it.
Oh, really?
With some of the obviously pre-recorded stuff of George Harrison and John Lennon.
And I think there was a song in there, too, on that album, The End. The title of the song was The End. And they knew things were not going to last.
Because I have the anthology, and I have the video when they have that 13-part.
Right.
So
Abbey Road, quite a studio. There are many other albums and other groups. Mm. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, was recorded at Abbey Road.
Yeah.
So the Beatles took that famous photograph on the exact same day when Charles Manson's gang murdered Sharon Tate and her friends in Los Angeles.
August 1969.
Man. Famous quotes?
Yes.
John Lennon, of course. Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. Isn't that the truth?
That is very true.
Oh, my.
Very true. Very true.
Whew. Well, I guess Friday would have been the day, Friday night, I guess would have been the day you took a vacation or something, right?
Yeah, but, yeah.
But again, when something like that happens, you want to be around anyway, too, to see what's...
You cancel any plans and you take care of business.
Yeah. People, you know, get those insurance guys, take care of that. And again, cleanup will be going on for weeks, I'm sure.
It will be.
But it will be. Looks pretty good, though. Valley City survived. There aren't others that survived as well.
No.
But thanks to Gwen. Thank you, Gwen Crawford.
That was very informative.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Again, you can catch us where again?
Apple Podcasts. You can catch us on Spotify. And remember, when you do jump on there, don't forget to like us or subscribe. Be a subscriber. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to it. Because then you'll get updates when we have a new show, when a new show will drop, which this one will drop a little later on this afternoon. So definitely subscribe to Apple Podcasts or to Spotify.
Yeah.
That's where you can find us.
You know, and I did, you know, we briefly mentioned the school vote again. Congrats going out to Josh and his crew.
Yeah.
Did a great job in informing people about what's going to happen here. And I got to tell you, that's going to be a big shot in the arm for Valley City. It really is.
It is.
In more ways than one.
It is. And he was actually going to be our guest today. He and I had chatted a couple weeks ago, and he was going to be our guest today.
Right.
But really, the weather and the storm took precedence. And besides, he wouldn't have been able to make it because they left at 8 o'clock this morning here on Tuesday morning, the 24th, to head out southwest of town to help a farm sit out there. They were getting about 40 or 50 students and staff. They had over 75 volunteers yesterday.
Oh, wow.
With kids and staff that helped out with the cleanup yesterday. And they were going to do it again today, tomorrow, and Thursday. And if you want to help or need help, call the district office at 845-0483, 845-0483, and they will definitely have a crew come out there and take care and help take care of you. And there's a lot of people are going to need help getting this cleaned up and getting this ready to go.
Yeah, kudos again to those kids. That's awesome. And again, first responders, crew lines did an awesome job.
Scott Magnuson said that he got about 12 minutes of sleep. And Sharm, he got about 12 minutes of sleep that night. He said he would just close his eyes and then the alarm would go off again. Then he'd get up, do what he had to do, went back to sleep. 2 minutes later, up and at him again. So,
you know, I was golfing with one of your buddies the other day.
One of my buddies? Yeah, I don't have many.
Well, I know there's not many on that list, but...
So that's
he said he knew you. Now, that doesn't mean he's your buddy.
Was
but
he a lawyer? Or
no, he's the PA guy at state tournaments. Guy.
At what state tournaments?
Class A.
And you mean Rick Flaxbarth? Or what, was it Rick, here?
His first name is Guy.
Guy. In Fargo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's the voice of the dome.
Yeah, voice of the dome. Yeah. And has done some state tournaments, state A tournaments.
But, all right.
Golfed with him the other day.
Interesting. Wow, he knows me, huh? Wow.
You never know who you're going to run into on a golf course.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Was it Roger Maris last weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 Did they have a good turnout? Second week in June.
They have a good turnout? I
have not, to be honest, I did not really hear. It's been pretty quiet. It was not advertised as, you know, I haven't heard a lot about it. Like, normally we get stuff, get information, didn't hear a lot. That doesn't mean it didn't happen. Doesn't mean it wasn't a great turnout, but... I just didn't hear a whole
lot. Normally, there's a lot of hype.
Right.
I know the Vikings coach was going to be there, head coach.
Kevin O'Connell. Yep.
And I haven't heard. That was about the only thing I heard, and I really didn't. And no after thought on this thing either.
No. You
know, there's not a lot of hype on it.
Right.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's down too. I don't know.
Who knows? You know?
It never is, but it's usually pretty good.
Well, and I know that, you know, Rocky Gable, and they had the memorial ride on Saturday.
That was canceled, right?
That was canceled because I think it was canceled because it was supposed to be Saturday with the ride and the dinner, but with everything going on.
Yeah.
But they'll reschedule, I'm sure.
Are they going
to
reschedule?
I have to reach out to Rocky about something else, and so we'll find out.
Perfect.
And see if they're going to do that. Just a quick update on some sports here in Valley City. Of course, Legion Baseball in full swing. No pun intended. But, again, we're talking about the lights at Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Mike Lentz works for the Valley City Parks and Rec, who is kind of the superintendent of the field and does maintenance and stuff over there. Let the Baseball Association know you might want to redo your schedule. Because they are not going to be able to do night games.
Oh.
Because of the number of lights that were bent. I have pictures of lights bent up, poles kind of up out of the ground and just kind of leaning. And like today here on Tuesday, the Babe Ruth team was supposed to play a doubleheader at 5:30. They'll just play one game. Then the two Babe Ruth teams in town are supposed to play Friday. Hmm. They're just going to play one game at noon.
Okay.
So it's really going to change the baseball schedule because they can't get to the lights until the ground freezes.
Oh, really?
Because of the trucks and the equipment that they use are going to be too heavy for the soft ground. It'll just sink right into the ground.
Damage
so they have to wait till the ground is frozen before they can go out there and do any work. So night games are probably going to be few and far between. You'll probably get one game in, or you're going to have to bump it up a couple of hours and start at 3:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon before you can play a game again.
Speaking of baseball, the Twins got us going for a while, and
then
now
they come back down to reality.
What is going on?
Gave up 35 runs to the Brewers in that three-game series. Gave up at least 11 last night to the Mariners.
Yeah.
And that Raleigh, he had his 32nd home run. 32nd. It's not even July 1st.
I know.
He's got 32 home runs, 60-some RBI. But, they're back down to just above Chicago in the Central, 10.5 games out of first.
Man.
So, now we're bringing back to reality again.
Oklahoma City Thunder, NBA champs.
Yep. First in franchise history.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first is Oklahoma City.
Right.
Where Seattle Supersonics won one in the late 70s when those back-to-back years where they and the Washington Bullets played in the NBA Finals.
Right.
And the Sonics won one year and the Bullets won one year. But first, since they moved to Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And, of course, Stanley Cup, Florida Panthers winning the Stanley Cup. I know a lot of people that are current, but as soon as the Wild and Winnipeg got knocked out, I stopped caring.
Okay. Well, I suppose we should go. We don't want to go 11 hours, 5 minutes, do we? We'd have to split up 3 days.
We would have to. We'd have to. But, Grandma's sitting over here, and I have to give a shout-out. They had the Shrine game on Saturday.
Yeah.
And T. Silling played for the 11-man, the 9-man team.
Okay.
And saw a few pictures online. And of course, Valley City had three players. Bryson Heck, starting quarterback, was 6 of 13 for 63 yards, threw a touchdown, threw a couple of picks. One was his arm was hit as he was coming forward and was picked off, and one was a little underthrown.
Okay.
Also had an extra point as the East lost 10-7. Keep forgetting Valley City was in the West because of the realignment. Scott Rohde and Brent Mueller. Of course, Brent goes to BCN but plays football for Valley City. Scott Rohde from Valley City were also there at the Shrine game. Lions All-Star basketball coming up in July, and we have Jimmy Howard is going to be coaching that, and this came out last week, and you were gone, so you didn't know this, but of course, me being now the president of the North Dakota Sportscasters and Sportswriters Association,
whoa.
And I know, big time, so
celebrity,
roll
in
up the red carpet, but on our meeting, Jimmy Howard was voted Coach of the Year for girls athletics our association. The girls' basketball team missed being Team of the Year by one, so we could have had 2 years in a row.
Who was the Team of the Year then?
The Team of the Year was Williston softball. And, I agree with the look, but the reason why, and here was the reasoning. First ever state tournament appearance for Williston softball. They play out west where softball is really tough to get through the WDA. So first ever state tournament, first ever state championship. Like, okay, yeah, all right.
Well our girls' first state championship as well.
First state championship for our girls as well. So they missed it by one vote. And I tried to do my best lobbying.
To both.
For both.
Yeah.
And we got Jimmy. Jimmy did get Coach of the Year. And actually, Brian Watson, who's the head girls coach in Wahpeton, is a member of the association now with his side business of streaming down in Wahpeton. He was a big proponent and really helped push getting Jimmy Howard over the top because you coach against him. It was great getting that side of things. He coached against them. He coached against the Highlanders.
Right.
But shout out to Coach Howard and the Highlanders girls. But that's kind of a quick update on sports. Groundbreaking for the Tharaldson Athletic Complex happened here last week.
Saw a few
talking
photos
about,
there.
The excitement around Valley City. What a great time to be in Valley City right now. It's just phenomenal.
That was like all in 1 week, too. The school vote and the groundbreaking.
2 days later, they had the groundbreaking. Yeah. And it was interesting listening to Gary's little story about, you know,
Gary
when he
Thoralson.
Gave his money.
Yeah.
He told him, nope, you guys go ahead. Raise the money first.
Yep.
I'll get you over the top, but come to me when you're, you know, do it yourself first.
Right.
And then they came, Dick Gallman, and went and talked to him and said, okay, yeah, how much do you need? Gallman said, how much?
Get the checkbook out.
And Gary actually was like, oh, he was thinking
more.
Less.
Oh, less.
But Gary said at the groundbreaking, he said, you know what, I don't think about it. It's yes or no, right then and there, boom, done.
Wow.
So
well, that's going to be a great facility.
It is.
Looking forward to that.
I suppose that's about enough.
I think so.
Yeah.
And again, thanks to our executive producer, Eric Kringley, who makes us sound as good as we can sound.
That's hard.
And that's hard.
It is.
Yeah. And again, thanks to Tim and Carol Alley Beans for all their hospitality here. We appreciate that. And Paul, last words at all? Or
I think I've said enough.
Yeah, I think you have too. Oh. No, you got to fill us in. You know, I was gone for 3 weeks, so you're filling me in.
That's
good.
I forgot about, you know.
Yeah, but I don't really foresee too many three-week vacations coming up. You know, I enjoyed the 3 weeks, but two would have been probably about right.
For me, one day is good enough for a vacation.
Yeah, you sports guys. Yeah, one day, that's about it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's all I can handle.
Okay. Well, hey, that's going to do it for us today. This time around, and Toast and Jam saying bye-bye for now.